Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Coco Express, part of the Blog Talk Radio Network. Your host on the Coco Express is Aurelia Lyles. She's all about keeping it real. Great guests, interesting topics, so get on board. Listen, learn, live.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Coco Express Show for Saturday, March 7th, 2015. And I am your host, Aurelia. I first want to start off by saying I hope many of you made it past this last snowstorm that we had, this winter storm. I'm tired. That's all I can say is I'm tired. I'm ready for spring. I'm ready for the weather to change. So with that in mind, I figured I would do something that would lift your spirits and get you feeling real good and hearing great music and listening to an amazing individual talk about his work, his mission, his life. And that is our guest for today. His name is Marcus Dawson. He's a singer, songwriter, pastor, entrepreneur. He's a native of Georgia, and he has a purpose and a drive to fulfill destiny. Now, his music is just so good. So, I mean, if there was a club that just had his brand of music, I'd probably be there every night. And I have to tell you, it's his objective to display God's love and mercy with the world through his music and ministry. So he has an Oxygen tour. He's also going to be part of the T.D. Jakes International Leadership Conference. He has so much going on, and I want him to take the time to tell us about how he balances all of this, because, as he says, balance is the key of life. Please allow me the opportunity to bring to you Mr. Marcus Dawson.
Hello.
Hey,
how you doing?
I am doing well, and I'm so happy to have you.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I'm honored. I'm totally honored to be on your show today.
Yes. Now, there's so many things to you, and I was listening to all three of your albums. This is My Letter, Invincible, and Oxygen, and I have to tell you that each one of them brings a different type of a feel to it. And
right.
I want to know, who is Marcus Dawson? Who is Reverend Dawson, Pastor Dawson? Who is the entertainer? Who is the father and the husband?
I am just a simple guy. I would sum it up, just a simple guy that loves life, family. I love Jesus. Just a simple guy who has a passion for the things, just life. I love good food, good entertainment. I'm just a human who has a purpose, who has a passion, who has a call. It's nothing too much to me. That's pretty much who I am.
Well, I beg to differ. There is so much to you.
Okay. Yeah. So, well, I'm a motivational speaker. I, of course, we know that I sing, I songwrite, I vocal produce, I do some production work. I am a pastor, and I'm a husband, father of two. I have I get her age mixed up sometimes.
Oh, she's gonna get you that.
She's gonna get me for that. She's a millennial baby, so every year that's her age. So she just turned 14, and I have a 5-year-old son who thinks he's already a preacher and a singer. My daughter's just started to dabble into singing, so she wants to be an artist as well. You know, that's pretty much who I am. I love to encourage, uplift. I love to provide options for people, you know, to let them know that, you know, your experiences in life, they don't hinder you. I have a very, very, very deep compassion for the lost, for the misfortunate, the widows, the orphans. I'm just driven. I'm just full of passion. I think that God put me on this earth to fulfill that part of life where passion is concerned, connecting people to who he is, so that they could see a different life than they live. So I just love being Marcus, you know.
And
that
that's
makes any sense.
That makes a great deal of sense, because loving you, loving yourself, loving the gift
yes.
of life that you were given is the ultimate reward. How
yes.
many people do
that's
you
right.
know don't love themselves, don't accept the gift that they were given and just display it? And
yes.
your passion is so colorful, and it's just all displayed in your music. Oh, my goodness. I'm just going to play. You're welcome. I'm just going to play a little bit of music in the background so people can get a feel of who you are, and you can continue talking, because
okay.
I think that your ability to convey your love of self is so important, and we all need to hear it.
Right. You know, I try to provide, you know, where my listeners are concerned. Even when I am ministering or doing some motivational speaking, I always like to connect my listeners to refuge, that, you know, that there's a safe haven, that there, like I said, that there are options other than where they are, that you don't have to live how you live or think how you think or experience life, how you feel life has been dealt to you, that you can change that hand. You know, I love to share, you know, myself and my music and my experiences. You know, I pray that they connect with my listeners.
Mm-hmm.
I pray that, you know, whether I'm on the platform speaking or singing or whatever nature it is, that it is influencing someone, you know, to connect to a different option. You know, you got some young ladies out there that have low self-esteem, but, you know, they don't have to struggle with that. Try to show them a different alternative. Even if they're dealing with having an abortion or suicide, you know, there's a different option to that. So I try to show them that light so that they can walk that path, you know. And that's what I try to do with my music and with my ministry every day. I try to not only do that, but live that life. And that's not easy, trying to live that life, you know, even as a pastor. You know, sometimes we fall short as well, but, you know, trying to be that example for people so that people can see that there is somebody out there that can live and lead and show them the way.
Now, do you find yourself having challenges trying to balance, you know, balance your accessibility to the people in need and still produce the different creative forms that you do?
At times, it can be a challenge trying to balance all of those things. And when it comes to the people, a ministry, that accessibility, as you speak, it is a challenge. But that's why a great team, you have a great team in place. It can help you to be creative, to think of different ways to reach people, to create different forms of access to people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to keep that balance. I have a great wife. You know, she holds me accountable. I have a great mentor, which is my father, and he pours back into me when I feel empty. I have a great publicist, Rachelle LeBlanc. She is really great. She holds me accountable as well and keeps me on the right track. But I have a great team in place. But you have to have discipline, and you have to be able to seek out knowledge that continues to help you grow in the areas, you know, that can help other people, not only other people, but yourself. And so it is a challenge sometimes balancing, but that's why you have to have people in place to hold you and help you balance those things.
Now, you have your new CD, Oxygen. Now, how
yes.
long did it take for you to get that ready to give us the honor of hearing it?
Oh, my. That recording process took me 7 years.
Wow.
Yes, I took my time. I took my time to record it because I wanted to really capture not just words or sound. You know, I wanted to capture a feeling, an expression. I wanted people to be able, when they listen to it, they could feel and connect to it. That, you know, music that could be timeless. You know, you can go back and listen to it 20 years from now. I want it to last the test of times. You know, I want it to be durable. But capturing
mm-hmm.
the moment of where you are, that moment of what you're trying to express, that's why it took so long. One song, actually, it's a song on there called Rescue Me. We recorded that song 5 times, 5 different ways, with 5 different musicians.
Really? Wow.
Yeah, every session was a different musician or a different sound until we finally captured what we were trying to convey, you know, to our listeners.
And I noticed I'm sorry, go ahead, please.
I never release music that I cannot feel myself, that does not take me there personally.
And, well, I was noticing that with the different, you know, each album, it had like a different vibe to it. Was that where you were at that time?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, each album told the story of my life. My letter is me. I was coming right out of a divorce at that particular time of my life. So it was a very bad breakup. And, you know, going through something like that can really be very traumatic. So I began to write, and that was my very first time experimenting with music. So you can tell the growth between my letter to you get the oxygen, you can tell the growth between. But, mm-hmm. Yeah, each record tells you a story. Invincible was more of me being more confident of where I was as an artist.
Mm-hmm.
You know, at that particular time, struggling with some things personally as a pastor. And, you know, there was a scripture that says, nothing shall separate us from the love of Christ. And then that's what Invincible stood for, you know, me
okay.
not giving up. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, I wanted to tell you that I have Oxygen and Invincible for our listeners to hear. So if you would like, I mean, you can tell us more about Invincible and Oxygen, and then when you're done, we can play Oxygen and we can move forward.
Okay, Invincible, there's a song on there called Invincible, which is the title cut. That is my favorite record on that particular project. That's one you would want to go to iTunes or Amazon, you can go download it, and as you play it, if you play it, that song will, it just speaks to, you know, it speaks to the heart. You know, it's just that the love of God is invincible. It has like a contemporary urban R&B sound. I'm a real big fan of Brian McKnight, so that song right there, it means a lot to me. On Oxygen, there's one song on there called Wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
This song is more of a worship song. I love that song. There are so many songs on Oxygen that I love. It's really hard for me, but I would say Wonderful.
Okay.
That one that really blesses me.
Now, I'm going to play Invincible so that the listeners can hear that one, which is that appears to be your favorite on that particular album. So.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Okay.
I was on a road to nowhere. I was all alone, it felt so cold. Felt so cold. Needed a hand to guide me. Needed someone, then you came with your love. Now I'm free, restored in a place that I've never been before. You shared your life with me in a way that I simply can't ignore. Our love is invincible. Thank you. Now I'm free, restored in a place that I've never been before. You shared your life with me in a way that I simply can't ignore.
I'd like to say thank you. That is a beautiful song. Beautiful. Just beautiful. You're welcome. Now, we have Oxygen. Oxygen is, as you said, it was your baby that you nurtured for a very long time before you presented her to the world.
Yes.
Now, attached to that, this must be a really important project to you because you have an Oxygen tour as well. So how did this whole Oxygen thing come about for you? When was it born in you that you felt that you really had to get it out there?
You know what? When we were recording it, it was like, okay, I'm going to release another independent album. It was just trying to stay connected, you know, to what I was already doing. But then when we started the process, it just felt so much different, so much more organic. And so, just listening to it, I was like, man, you know, this music is really worship. Oxygen, you know, is really like I'm really, really being ministered back to by these songs. And I was like, if I'm really being touched by this, somebody, I need to really take this serious, and more people need to hear this stuff and get this music because it was blessing me so much and really encouraging me so much. I was like, wow. And that's when I got the whole revelation of the idea of, man, you know, this music is Oxygen. You know, this will help you to breathe. So we sat down and we were like, we gotta work it out. So we actually put the album out last year in November, and it actually charted number four on the Gospel Billboard chart the first week it released. So that was a really major accomplishment for us, you know.
Mm-hmm. Now, and go ahead, I'm sorry.
That's when I knew then, because, you know, it happened unexpectedly, And so because it happened that way, I was like, yeah, this music is for the world. You know, we really have to get this music out because it's really going to help people. So, yeah.
Yes, and I really enjoyed listening to the title song. I mean, just the word oxygen and the meaning behind oxygen and how important it is to our very existence on the planet speaks volumes. And then to hear the words of the song, you're like, you're so on point with it, and it's just so necessary. You're welcome. So if you don't mind, I want to play Oxygen for our listeners.
Yes, awesome, yes.
Okay.
What if I never breathe again, and this is how it ends? What if the sun never shines again? Is this really how it is? What if I could never escape from this place I'm in? This gravity keeps pulling me away from you. These walls are barricading in my heart. I feel so lost without you. God, I'm dangerously in need of oxygen. I'm suffocating and I'm weak. I'm overwhelmed, I can't speak. Can't nobody really see I'm hard of breathing. But when it's you and I, the spirit in me has to die. I never feel again. Will this numbness ever end? And what if it never stops raining? Will these clouds ever drift away? These walls are barricading in my heart. I feel so lost without you.
I have to say that if people will really take to heart that the primary source for everything that it is that we have, do, need, is all in one place, they will really understand. This song just speaks to that in itself.
Yes.
Everything, the primary source for everything comes from that one place.
Yes, from that one place. That's right. Awesome.
Yes, yeah. And I have to tell you, thank you. Thank you. And,
you
know,
thank you.
I wanted to ask you about the Oxygen tour that you're kicking off. So tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, it's a 15-city tour that we're getting ready to kick off. We have a few cities already lined up. We're kicking it off in Atlanta first. And then we're going to probably push out to South Carolina, hit Tennessee. I think we're hitting some spots in New York and some places in Wisconsin. But it's going to be a really great tour, just going out, spreading the word, getting the oxygen out there so that people can connect to God, experience God. We just want to get out there and do what we do best, and that is promote the name of Jesus. And so I'm excited about it. And if there's anyone that would like us to come to your city, please contact us. I think we can give that contact information throughout the show. Yeah.
Okay. I mean, if
you can just, yeah. Yes,
go
ma'am.
Ahead, please. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. If you want us to hit your city, you can email us, mdimusicgroup@gmail.com. You can Facebook me, Marcus Dawson. Facebook, look me up. You'll see it. It'll go right through. We have two pages. We have an artist page, and we have a personal page there, Instagram, but mainly Facebook. You can inbox us. You can email us at, again, mdimusicgroup@gmail.com or Facebook. And feel free to hit us up on Twitter as well, Instagram. We're out there. Marcus Dawson. You can look us up. I think my Twitter and my Instagram is YoMarkDaw36, and you look that up. I'm right there. Be glad to conversate with you.
Okay, excellent. That is great, because people really need to know this information, because you're amazing. And the word needs to be spread. It needs to be spread in a very unique way, because I think the traditional way has made people a little deaf.
Yes.
Put it like that.
Yes, that's true. That's a perfect way to say it. Yes, that's right. And so we have to shift the mind and present a new perspective so that, you know, we can be connected. That is so true.
And I really like your approach, because, like I said, as I was listening to each of the different albums, I was like, okay, for those who like a little bit of R. Kelly type vibe, you've tapped into that.
Yes, you got it. Yes, that's it with everyone. And that's it, you know, not because I like to be, you know, to show people the diversity, you know, of you know, you gotta be diverse, you know, you can't just stick to one thing, you know, this world shifts so much, you gotta be able to be in the now, you know, if you're gonna stay relevant, you gotta be able to shift and be very diverse. You know? I wanted to, you know, I also show that I'm talented and you know, show the gift that God has given me. And a lot of times going into these youth conferences and different places where youth is, I can switch over to that music because they can relate to that a lot more than the older crowd, the more mature crowd.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Yeah.
That is true. Because I'm sitting there and I'm like, oh, okay, because you can dance to it. And like I was saying, when you know, we opened up the show, I was like, you know, if there was a club that played this music, I'd be in there all the time.
Wow. Look at that. Look at that. See, now I don't know whether to feel my head. You might have swelled my head up right there. I'm having like an airhead right now.
Well, I'm just speaking the truth.
Though.
That's it. I'm speaking
the
truth.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And I, you know, in the past, back in the day, you know, disco, they had a few gospel songs that made the clubs, and people would be like crazy. As soon as the song comes on, everybody is on the floor. And
wow.
I had my mom used to tell me, she said, you know, God blesses you with a gift and a talent. He didn't bless you with the gift and the talent just for just one particular group. He blessed you with the gift and the talent to share with everybody.
That's it. That is so true. And I believe that. I'm all for that. And that's exactly where I want my music to go, to the masses, not just Christian or gospel. You know, there are people outside of the church that need to hear this music.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I feel like the music is I think that it is the music part is what's the word I'm trying to think? I think the message of the song is in the lyrics, but the music is it connects with everyone, and then the message comes after that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, you can take the music in any setting and do the music, but the message of it, that's the part, the words. The message is in the wording, but the music, you can play it, you can go anywhere with it, and that's what I wanted my music to be able to go outside of these walls, go in the mainstream, go wherever, you know, and be able to do what it does there and make a difference anywhere, you know, not just in the church. You know?
Well, as you know, throughout history, there are just, I mean, pages and pages of documents that talk about how, the importance of music and how music soothes you, and people have used music to stop wars, all these different things. So music has it has a cathartic effect on everyone that it touches.
That's right.
And then
the
trick is the lyrics, because once you got everybody relaxed and they're listening to the music and everything, then comes the words. That is the importance
right
there, the words.
That's right. Music has to say something. It has to, because like you say, it has the ability to sit right in a person's soul. And we know that words are seeds, and they can manifest whatever that's deposited, you know. So, you know, I like I say, you know, I try to filter what I listen to, because some things don't need to go in your ears, into your soul, or into your heart, because it can produce, you know, different things. So whatever you want your outcome to be, you know, you got to plant those seeds. So that's why it's so important, like you say, that the message of your music, the words of your music, the lyrics are saying something that really, you know, builds a person up or brings life, you know, or helps someone do complication. Or if there's a war, you know, you put a certain song on, there's peace. You can smile, you know, whatever. So that's the whole goal of this whole thing. You know?
Now, you have other events that you're involved in, and part of that is the T.D. Jakes International Leadership Conference?
The Leadership Conference?
Yeah.
That's still waiting for word back on that. We're supposed to be there.
Mm-hmm.
Still waiting to hear back on that, though. Yes.
Okay. And how does it feel to be accepted and recognized by your peers in your community? How does that feel?
I'm humble. You know, sometimes I still get overwhelmed because, you know, I feel like, you know, from my background, you know, I'm like, wow, you know, God would choose someone like me, you know, and that just really, it really amazes me. So I'm always honored. I'm very humble, and I'm very emotional when it comes to that.
Well, I can tell you this, you know, the biggest celebrity, I mean, tops any celebrity that you've ever met in your life, you know him by heart. He's your best friend. He's everything.
Yes. He's oxygen.
Yes. That is it. So, you know, come on. You're hanging out with the big dog.
Yeah, I love hanging out with my big brother, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He's really been there for me. He's brought you know, it's brought me through a lot. I've seen a lot change within me as a man, you know, as a husband and as a father. You know, even as an artist and as a pastor, as a, you know, being responsible for people's souls, you know. He's never left me hanging. You know, he's the reason why I'm breathing. Especially when I'm suffocated. He is that oxygen.
Yes, indeed.
Yes, he is.
He is the boss, period.
He's the boss. He's the boss. He got it.
Yes. And the other thing that I wanted to ask you, and I know this is probably like a really deep subject, but I've read a lot of articles that have talked about how a lot of the people in the ministry, people who are pastors and reverends and stuff, how they commit suicide. Is it that, does it overwhelm you, all that you have to deal with at times? Hello? Hello? Oh, well, it seems as if we dropped our call. Maybe that wasn't the thing I should have said. However, please forgive me, Lord, but I was asking a question. I have to say that having had this conversation with Mr. Dawson and listening to his music and understanding the difficulties as well as the joys that come with just being true to your destiny, following your life in the plan, on plan, in the plan. I mean, it sounds weird, but many of you know what I'm saying, has really shed the light on a lot of information that I kind of let circle around in my head that really needed to be clarified. And I'm so grateful for this opportunity. I think we have him back now.
Yes, I'm back.
You back? Okay, good. Because yes. I was just talking about how, you know, there were a lot of things that I had questions about and I was curious about, and you've answered so many of those questions with this dialogue that we're having now, and I appreciate that so much.
Thank you. Thank
and
you.
One of the things that I like to tell my listeners on a regular basis is to follow your dreams, you know.
That's right.
You know, just go for it, because those dreams, that is your destiny.
Yes.
And it's calling you not to sit on it, but to act on it.
That's right. You cannot, you know, the Bible says over in Proverbs that a lazy man talks about all he wants, but, you know, a lazy man won't have what he wants unless he get up and put a plan behind it and go after the things that he looks at or he sees or you know, aspires to be. So dreams, no matter how big they are, they can be accomplished. You just have to do the work. You got to do something. You got to put action and motion to it in order for it to happen, especially if God gave you a dream. If God gave you a dream, then God has every resource, provision for that vision that you see. So, you know, you just have to have faith, believe, and, you know, a big thinkers, if you think big and that's a big vision, then you need to probably start off taking small steps so that it could swell and it could, you know, incline and get to the place of where you're dreaming. So, It took me years to get to a place, and I'm still working, you know, I'm still working. But it took years to even be confident enough to even step out, you know, to do it full time, you know. So, but you can do it. Any dream can happen. It's just you have to work it.
I have to tell you, I'm honored to have you on the show. I would love to have you back. I mean, you have such a great message to deliver to people, because people are hurting out there and they really need to hear.
Yes, they are.
They need to hear somebody who has something to say that's going to help them with their pain and not just brush it aside. So,
that's right.
I mean, I would really love to have you back. I mean, I have listeners that I know need to hear some more of your word.
Yes, of course. Anytime we'll schedule it and we will make it happen. No problem at all.
Okay,
I'm honored to be a part of your show. Thank you.
Thank you. And like you said, they can find you on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, just, and it's Twitter at, what is your Twitter handle?
My Twitter handle is YoMarkDaw36.
Okay. And Facebook?
Facebook is Marcus Dawson.
Okay, great. And if they want to have you come to their city, All you have to do is go to Facebook and message you.
Yeah, message me and we'll get it right in rotation. And someone will contact them. Someone will contact you,
mm-hmm.
and we'll go from there.
Okay,
we'll go
great.
From there.
Oh, excellent, excellent. So, I want to tell you thank you. We will definitely be in touch, and we will stay connected because, like I said, your message is something that I would love to have back on my show again.
Yes, of course. Awesome.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, and have a wonderful weekend. Okay.
You too. Thank
Thanks.
You. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. I have to tell you that this has been a really great opportunity for me, and I've learned so much. I've listened to his music, and you really go on iTunes and pull up Marcus Dawson, and you'll be able to find the three albums that we discussed. This Is My Letter. You're going to love that one. The title song, you're going to love that song. And Invincible and Oxygen, we played those two for you, and just imagine, if those two are what they are, just imagine what the rest of the music is like. So it's something for everybody. You can enjoy it. The family can enjoy it. And like I said, I really had a great time with this interview, and I really had a great time doing the research and listening to the music. So on that note, I'm going to let you go, and I will be back in touch with you, I believe, Wednesday. We have to see what we have going on at that time. Until then, please be safe, be careful, stay dry, because it's really mushy out there for a lot of you who had the bad weather recently. And most of all, be good to yourself. Follow your dreams, as he said. Just follow your dreams. Everything's going to work itself out. Just take the first step. And be well. God bless.
That's our show for today. So until next time, keep it real, listen, learn, and live.